Good afternoon, KDAX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The industry is awaiting tomorrow's USDA Cattle on Feed report. The report will be released at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's expected to be bullish as the preliminary placement data is lighter than a year ago. Last year, the 11.58 million head figure was also a small dip in the inventory from the previous year. The big question that will hopefully be answered in the report, how many cattle have been placed? The Cattle on Feed survey provides estimates of the number of cattle being fed a ration of grain, silage, hay, and or protein supplements for the slaughter market that are expected to produce a carcass that will grade select or better. The survey is conducted in the 16 largest cattle feeding states, which represent 98% of U.S. cattle on feed in lots of 1,000 head or more. The industry is also looking forward to another important report scheduled to return next month, July 25th to be exact, the Cattle Inventory Report. Last year, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service nixed the popular July report due to budget cuts, but the agency has decided to reinstate it this year, a change our organization welcomes. It will provide a mid-year check on the size of the U.S. cattle herd at a time when supplies are especially tight. In other news, last week, the University of Idaho released the finalized results of a 10-year study looking into the impacts of grazing on greater sage-grouse populations. Not a surprise to those who work each day to steward the land and the animals who reside there, the study concluded that cattle grazing does not negatively impact greater sage-grouse and can only benefit the species through building robust habitat, increasing forage, and reducing invasive species that lead to catastrophic wildfire. Organizations like the Stockmen's Association have all highlighted the benefits of grazing and pushed back on anti-grazing myths for decades, making this landmark study a must point of reference moving forward for anyone questioning the benefits of grazing on wildlife. Finally, the North Dakota High School Rodeo Association wrapped up its state finals in Bowman on Sunday. The Stockmen's Association is a longtime sponsor of the High School Association's tie-down roping saddle, which will be going home this year with Blue Miller, the state champion. Rounding out the top four and headed to Rock Springs, Wyoming next month for the National High School Rodeo Finals are Hayden Hutchinson, Cannon Carson, and Trey Bombeck. Congratulations to these and all the high school rodeo athletes. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, visit us at ndstockmen.org or call 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.